Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yeah, that was okay.
All right.
That was all right.
Nice duo.
A nice duo, a little a cappella. Like, it was good energy. Thank you. Thank you, Marissa.
That was quite awesome.
Thank you. We have our all-time fave, Marissa, breaking it down for us in the engineering booth. And although it wasn't shown, I know you were doing some hair choreo back there, Marissa.
I might have been.
A little sneaky that, Marissa. Well, good evening, everybody. We are so excited to be back here for another Wednesday for our recap of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms After Show, here at AfterBuzz TV. We are live in studio, live on the chat roll at 7 p.m., coming at you, excited to break down this episode for you tonight. It was even more ridiculous than normal, but you know, hey, we're lifetimers. It keeps us coming back, I guess.
Absolutely.
As much as I hate to admit that, I think it's the truth. So, well, without further ado, let's introduce this lovely host sitting next to me.
Thank you, Candace. I am Miera Jennings. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Miera Jennings. And thank you guys so much for keeping me updated on all of the Dance Moms news this week.
Exactly.
It's been pretty interesting.
Yes, these girls are everywhere. And thank you guys for tuning in. I'm Candace Camacho. You can tweet me at Candace_Camacho. I like getting your tweets. We appreciate you watching. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe to our channel. If you're new to us, if you're old to us, thank you so much for coming back week after week and watching our show. We love doing our part and hosting it and giving you guys our opinions on the show, no matter how crazy.
Right.
Even no matter how much we can't believe what's happening, it's our job to deliver you the news. So keep the comments coming. Keep the tweets coming. If you're out there listening on SoundCloud and iTunes, we appreciate you guys too. We try to recap and break everything down. So just in case you guys missed a tiny bit of the mama drama, right?
Mama drama all day.
Right. We don't want you missing any of that because we know that's why you tune into the show. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we really appreciate you guys so much. So thank you for tuning in tonight. And it's just two of us, but that's okay. But we've got the AfterBuzz colors on. We've got black and yellow.
Yes.
So we are strong and we are ready to get this rocking. Let's get it started.
Let's do it.
Yeah. First of all, I'm going to kick off with something super amazing and super positive. One of you out there, Dancer Lewis at Chloe Inspire All. Thank you so much for your tweet. Chloe has landed a leading role in the third installment of Center Stage.
That is so awesome.
Yes, go Chloe.
I know. Chloe's always been one of my favorites. So
absolutely.
I love to hear news about her. That's awesome. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, she left. She has been flourishing. She's, you know, going to be starring in one of the most popular dance shows alongside, like, Peter Gallagher and just, like, big actors.
So right.
This is the third installment of the show. There was one in 2000. 2008 and also in 2000. So, I mean, you know, when they keep making shows, that is a really good show. And it's so awesome that she has that leading part. And it proves there's life after ALDC.
Right, after ALDC. Woo!
Ring-a-ding-ding.
I know. And I think the movie's actually going to be airing on Lifetime, too, right?
Yeah, so it is.
That'll be cool.
It is. Maybe Chloe will see some of her old producers and be like, what?
hey, look at me.
I'm doing okay. Sometimes I think some of the current girls on the show could take the lead from Chloe and, you know, branch off and kind of do their own things, too.
I know. Well, that might be coming up soon with the way things are looking, right?
Exactly. The way things are looking are a little crazy. So let's kick off this episode. We're season 6, episode 6. So it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
So at the last episode, Abby had resigned.
Right.
Even though we really didn't believe that she resigned, she likes to do this carrot, teeter-totter, puppeteer type thing. Now you see me, now you don't. That scenario is getting really old for me.
I know. I'm wondering, why does she... First, I was thinking maybe it had to do with her legal issues. Maybe she had to send an official email just in case something happened and she couldn't return. But now we see she's back and she's kind of, you know, loving all this attention. Like, oh, well, I don't know how long I'm going to be here for and... Like, okay.
Right. So she returns, and it's every bit as ridiculous as all of the other episodes have been in the past seasons.
Right.
With her or without her. But this time, it is, like, borderline disturbing behavior. She's showing some, like, type of passive-aggressive behavior. She calmly tells the moms that she's been on vacation, which we know she hasn't been on vacation. She's been seen on social media teaching, and she doesn't. But the worst part is that she doesn't give a flip about the elite team.
I know,
that's like
crazy.
The worst part,
right? I mean, we saw her kind of leave them hanging last week, where they had to figure out, you know, are we even allowed back in the studio? What's going to happen? But
yeah,
now that she's back, kind of playing games with them, I'm wondering how are they feeling right now? They're feeling abandoned, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, they have to feel abandoned because even though they have such a great platform now,
right?
It's just very disappointing when people treat you like that. You know, it's not cool.
It's not.
I think she's like desperate upon desperate now. I actually read that we know she's doing her financial situation and she's got a lot of heat. She hid money. So apparently she couldn't afford the mortgage in the LA studio. Mm-hmm. And they actually found that she hid $700,000 somewhere. And then I've also read that her Pittsburgh studio is completely shut down.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's not only shut down, but it's like dilapidated. It's like you would have to revamp to get like a studio in there. Apparently everybody who worked there, the teachers, they moved somewhere else and they don't have anything to do with Abby.
Oh, right. I did hear that. And I also heard, I don't know if you heard this, did you hear, I guess, Gianna removed ELDC from her Instagram bio or something like that, so people are kind of wondering, is she still with the studio? I found that very hard to believe. We've seen Gianna since the beginning. Like,
yeah.
Abby's number one go-to girl.
Could
you imagine everything without Gianna? That'd be crazy.
No, but I also feel like Gianna kind of, you know, takes a step back and takes Abby with a grain of salt and is like, okay, well, Abby's out and I have the choreo, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to take it one day at a time.
Right.
So we'll have to look up. Has anybody looked up Gianna's Insta? Is ALDC still on it?
Let us know, please.
Yeah, definitely let us know. Oh, okay. So Abby is not invested. She's not committed. She's got a chip on her old shoulder, on her actually skinny shoulder, to be honest with you.
Right.
Not old shoulder, like she's pretty. Even my husband was like, she's lost some weight.
Oh yeah, she has. We've seen her kind of transform a little bit over the past seasons, but do you think the current situations has anything to do with
definitely.
That?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I would be super stressed.
Yeah.
Super stressed. I could probably eat a bag of M&M's a night and it wouldn't matter.
Right.
That's some big time stress. There's two huge topics throughout this episode, and one of them is, will Bryn stay when Maddie comes back next week? Maddie is off filming a movie, and Bryn has been the Maddie replacement, but will she still be? Will she win this week? So that's a big deal. And then also, will the Minis be coming back and forming a team?
Right. I know. They're huge questions this week. I was actually kind of wondering, and like Abby said herself, well, you guys need to be wondering if I'm going to be coming back.
I know.
We don't even know where she's going to be. Yeah. But yeah, those were definitely huge topics this week.
Yeah. There's definitely just like lots of holes in what's going on. Like,
for sure.
Definitely just got to take it like day to day.
Yeah.
Maybe hour to hour. So before she even gets to the pyramid, Abby criticizes the routines that she wasn't even in attendance to watch, which is not cool.
I know. I think she was just upset that she wasn't there, or maybe. And I don't actually know, did she have a part in choreographing any of that at all? I mean, did she choose the theme or did the costumes, anything? Because we know that Nia and Kalani got first and the group got first. But she still found something to say that wasn't critical of them. So I'm wondering if she's just kind of not wanting to give other people credit where credit is due.
Maybe not. Because she didn't choreograph it. She can't choreograph Bollywood.
Right.
Maybe it was her idea. You know, throw them under the bus with Bollywood, which is some like really intricate and hard while they're gone. Yeah. Okay, so let's get to the pyramid. The little Minis are included on the pyramid, which is cool, and they are at the bottom.
I know.
So little Peyton is at the bottom because apparently she needs to wash her mother's mouth out with soap, and Abby doesn't like a mom's bad behavior to be worse than her own.
Clearly.
Yeah. And it very well was like borderline, right?
I know. She definitely said some very shocking things, but...
Then little Ari, she's got to be picking up quicker. Alexis, she's got the flexibility, the strength, the turnout, but she has other problem areas. And Alyssa, so I don't even know what this was about. You're not built like your mom now.
I was so confused about that comment. What was she saying?
I don't know.
How old is she, like 7? What is she supposed to be built like?
I don't know what she's supposed to be built like. I don't know what the mom's built like, but I know that there's lots of stuff now that you can change that if you want.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like she said, it's not a problem now, but it might be in the future.
Rude.
Again, I don't know what she was talking about, but I don't know. I guess only she knows. I have no idea.
That little Alyssa is perfect.
I know. She's great.
Perfect. She's a cutie.
She is.
So, and you could tell, like, she and her mom really didn't know what that was about.
Yeah,
either.
I think a lot of people are confused about that comment.
Right. So, in the same line, the next tier up, JoJo, Bryn, and Kendall make up that line because of various flawed performances. And then Nia and Kalani make up the next tier with their African dance routine. And Abby goes on to say that Kalani was a little bit more African than Nia. Very bad, Miss
Abby.
Why,
Abby? Why? I don't get it. I think Abby never ceases to amaze me with the comments that she makes to these kids. I mean, I think it's one thing. We're kind of used to the comments she makes and her critiques. Yeah. But that one was a little much.
She needs to take several.
I know.
5 minutes.
And I feel like, everyone, you could just feel the tension at that moment. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad Holly spoke up about that, even though, I mean, it really didn't help the situation because Abby stuck to what she was saying. But
exactly. Yeah.
I was like, oh my goodness, that was too much.
Abby does not ever own her words.
She doesn't.
No. And she went on to say that she wants Nia to work harder. And she wants Nia to, like, she wants to pull more from Nia. But you don't really have to put somebody down to do that, I
Absolutely.
Don't believe.
She could have definitely said, I mean, it would have been so much easier for her to just simply say, you know, I thought you guys were great or whatever she was going to say. But maybe I saw a little bit more of Kalani, or she really surprised me. Like, I expected Nia to do well, but I really was surprised by Kalani. She did not have to say, oh, I expected Nia to do better because she's African-American, so she should be the one who does better in the African dance.
Yeah.
Like, what? No.
It's somebody, one of the kids is always in a hot seat.
Always, yeah.
Every, and it just changes.
Every day,
so,
yeah.
So know if you're in the hot seat that next week you're probably not going to be. And then Mackenzie is at the top for, she is such a performer. She attacked. She had a good time. And good facials, good acting. So good for her. They are going to Devotion Dance in Agora Hills. They're going to have two groups. The Minis are performing their own group called Cavemen Undercover.
Yes.
Abby reveals that she's bringing in a fifth Mini.
I know. That was a shocker.
Not sure that that's the best idea at this point.
Right, especially since we don't even know what's going on with her situation, but...
Well,
she needs more girls. She's feeling desperate, so.
Well, it's just the Minis are, they've been there for about 3 months, so they're getting a sense of one another when they perform.
Right.
They're still very new, so to throw in another one, they talk about the mistakes with just four of them. Well, five of them, I mean.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be, it definitely threw a wrench in things, but.
Yeah.
She wanted another one, so that's what she got.
That's what she got. The Elite Junior competition, they're going to do a lyrical, and they are so excited.
They are so excited.
I heard Kalani say, I couldn't be happier. You know, I actually think their African dance, mm-hmm. I think it, like, really hurt them, like, hurt their back.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot more intense than a beautiful lyrical.
Yeah, so. Because you're at their back, even though Kalani's, like, super flexible in the spine, it's just a lot of different type of movements.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Okay, so, Bryn is the lead.
Yeah.
In place of Maddie, so if they lose, then it's going to be Bryn's fault.
Absolutely.
But I didn't think that they were going to lose.
I didn't. I mean, going into these competitions, you never know. But I think I was more worried about what the situation between the moms would be, especially since Ashley has been so combative towards all the other moms, and mm-hmm. they haven't really been getting along that great. So to see, you know, Bryn kind of come up and take the lead where Maddie usually is. And you can kind of see that was maybe a little bit of a touchy subject with the other moms, especially Jill. But I love Bryn. I think she's a beautiful mm-hmm. dancer. So I was looking forward to seeing what she could do.
Yeah. Well,
as
I
the
mean,
lead.
Bryn can outdance Kendall.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get in trouble for
well,
saying that. But
I agree with you, especially with lyricals.
Yeah.
I think Bryn's technique is just impeccable, and no one can take away from her when it comes to technique.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this was the perfect week for her to show what she can do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that later because it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Sometimes don't you want to just fast forward through, like, all the mama drama and just get to the dances?
I know, right?
Jeez.
Like, let me see the beautiful performances.
I know. And then little Alyssa, there's one solo, one little mini solo, little Alyssa. It's called Fever Rising because she's hot, hot, hot.
So sassy and cute.
She is so sassy and cute.
It.
Super confident for her age. Just born to be on stage.
And we really haven't heard much from her mom up to this point, right? So I was kind of curious to see kind of what her personality is and
mm-hmm.
what she brings to the table.
Well, thankfully she was a little more
level-headed
sure. because with the way Jezelyn's speaking up these days and being like really vocal and kind of negative and then Ashley, you know, they need to chill.
Yeah, it was nice to see a calm mom.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of Ashley, this is back in the viewing room. Mm. So Ashley actually attacks Kendall again. And
yeah.
Ashley has gotten explained this to her before, but the moms have a pact that they don't say anything about other people's kids.
Right.
Which makes sense because you don't want to
absolutely
hurt a kid and keep the mama drama in the viewing room and not go, you know, outside.
Right.
So she actually brings up some social media about Kendall, some kind of bootleg things, talking about Kendall and saying negative things. You don't do that. You don't just bring up, like, hey, look, this person said you're crap on social media. Like,
I don't
that's
know
not-
why she said that. That is just too much. I think we already discussed, well, they had already talked about the duet and their opinions on that. I don't see why she would feel the need to bring it up. Your daughter has the lead in the group. Just chill this week, you know? Let your daughter prove what she can do and at least try to get along a little bit. Why does she? I don't really know why she's doing that.
Well, she actually really thought Bryn was going to be Maddie's replacement. And so that's kind of how she went into it, being like such a high horse.
For sure, yeah.
Like type thing with a chip on her shoulder. Okay, well, if there's anything I've learned in life, there's no guarantees.
Absolutely.
Until you're actually like doing it, like absolutely. Right then and there.
Yeah.
You never know. She shouldn't have put that pressure on her kid or herself, and she's acting like a complete donkey.
Yeah, nothing would warrant those comments about another child. Granted, we've seen Jill say things about other kids, but still, enough is enough.
Right.
Just let them dance. Let Bryn show what she can do. Don't sour the moment for her with these comments.
Well, speaking of souring, it actually gets worse because Jill basically tells her to F off before calling her a fat. Jill, you got to keep it classy.
Come on.
That's like way too low down here. That's not cool.
That was not cool. I don't know what's going on between them. I feel like they need to accept that their daughters are different dancers. They have different strengths, and they may play different roles on the team. I don't know why they're doing this whole high school mean girl type thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much. They're not in middle school.
I know.
Why?
Well, Jill says she would never talk as poorly about a child as Ashley does about Kendall, but that's not true.
It's not true.
Do you watch the show, Jill?
I don't.
Yeah. That's like a glass house type of a situation.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Has,
too much.
Has Mensa contacted these ladies, like the IQ ladies?
They need to, because it's getting a little extreme now.
It is a little extreme.
Let's keep it very nice, ladies, please. Cordial, at least.
Cordial, a little bit.
Yeah.
But then it gets a little bit more exciting when a fifth mini comes in, but she's not on time, and Abby does not like that, but it's not like she's 15 minutes late.
Right.
She's 2 hours late.
Yeah, that was, and they didn't really explain why, did they? They
just
came in, hey guys.
Yeah, no, I'm like, there was no like, oh, I'm sorry.
Right, was there a misunderstanding? Was there traffic? Anything? Yeah. Like, come on.
I mean, if I was going to something that was that big of a deal, I
would be freaking out.
Would leave hours.
Oh, yeah.
Hours.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. They're Kendall and Lynn. Little Kendall.
Right.
Kendall 2.0, we'll call her.
Yes, that's a good nickname. although Jill may not like that.
Probably not.
Clearly not.
Clearly not. There is only one room. For Kendall K.
Yeah.
So Kendall and Lynn end up getting kicked out. Because Lynn was like, excuse me, we're here. And
that was tough. I mean, I don't know what she expected, honestly.
Well, I mean, she
She was specifically told to be there at a certain time, or if there was a misunderstanding, but just to show up and then walk in the room, I would be so nervous to do that with Abby Lee Miller. Like, you never know what kind of mood she's in.
I know.
So that was a little, and I did feel for her. I was embarrassed for them.
I was embarrassed for them too, but in a way, they like dug their own hole. You can't be 2 hours late, especially here in LA. Like the early bird gets the worm.
Definitely.
I mean, she was walking into a TV show, a national TV, global
right,
TV
yeah,
show.
Yeah. Like, not your average show, not your average studio.
Yeah,
so
you got to treat people to respect you. And I just don't think, for me, I said this a little bit earlier, that I really don't think that they need a fifth girl at this point. I feel like it's going to be a kind of a hindrance.
Although Kendall is cute as a button.
She is cute.
I thought she was so adorable, but
yeah, super cute.
I agree with you. This late in the game, they're trying to mesh and they're young, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lynn keeps interrupting Abby, which is a big, big no-no.
No.
Mm-hmm. And I thought the mini moms were like really supportive of Lynn, but Lynn says that this isn't who she is and she doesn't want to go against who she is.
Right.
I'm like, well, you showed up late. Is that who you are?
Right. I don't really know what sparked that whole conversation, but I will tell you that after that, I actually did like Lynn's response because I was feeling like the other moms wanted her to try again and, you know, don't let go and keep on, you know, go tell Abby you came all the way and what you sacrificed, which was their favorite thing to say. And, mm-hmm. oh, my daughter deserves this. And she's like, you know, I'm just going to kind of take a seat back. I'm going to just chill and see what happens. And hopefully she'll let my daughter back. I'm not going to start any problems. And they definitely give it to her for doing that, right? I mean, they're telling her no. That's right. Not especially Melissa. Melissa is definitely telling her, you know, that's not how it works here, honey. She's throwing her weight around for
Well, it especially gets, it's okay until they're back at the competition backstage.
Right.
And that's where Lynn really goes overboard and puts her foot in her mouth, so to speak. So should we get to competition day?
Yes, please.
Okay, so they walk into the competition. Nobody's there.
Right.
Nobody's cheering. Crickets. No cheering, no signs, no Team Abby, no ALDC, nobody. And I know the producers, like, that's that, you know.
Right.
They put them up to that.
Show up? What? I'm just trying to figure out the reason for that. And what I gathered from what they were saying was that, oh, you know, all this negative press involving Abby is the reason. But I don't know if all of the fans show up just for Abby. Don't they show up for the dancers as well?
Yeah, I think they show up for the dancers as well.
And to be on
mostly,
TV.
Yeah. Mostly the dancers, but yeah. I'm sure the producers were like, well, we're not going to do that this time. We're going to,
you make know, a little more dramatic.
Yeah. Do something a little bit different. Make the mood a little bit more somber.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Just play some slow music in the background. And
yeah, well, Abby hasn't, she hasn't shown up to the last couple competitions.
Yeah, true,
so
true.
Maybe producers didn't know if she was going to show up or not, so they didn't want to pay all those extras.
That's a good point.
I mean, I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know. Melissa continues to get super upset over Lynn, like, throwing the moms under the bus. Continues.
Yes, she does.
Okay, let's get to the fun stuff. We get to the fun stuff for like a little bit, and then we kind of go back to the mama drama, but let's just take a break and get a little bit positive.
Okay. Let's get to the dances.
So first up is Alyssa's solo, Fever Rising. I liked her. I loved it.
I loved it too.
I mean, how could you be at her age any more talented? She was confident. She executed it. She understood the musicality.
Absolutely. Great timing.
Flexibility. Mm-hmm. She had her facials. She was acting. Her costume was great. She looked exactly like an ALDC little girl. She was great. She should join the ALDC junior girls.
She was great.
Great.
I didn't have any critiques for her. I thought she was wonderful. I thought she executed that so well.
Right.
So she did a great job.
Okay, now you and I don't have critiques.
Maybe our fans do.
However, the backstage moms have critiques because they continue to discuss the maturity of Alyssa's dance. And how do you discuss maturity of that young of kids' dance? She's 7?
Right.
8?
I don't understand where that came from. I think the moms had it out for Lynn from the beginning.
Well, you want your baby to look like a baby. You don't want to dress her as a teen.
And even so, I didn't think it was by any means a cutesy little dance.
It was not a cutesy little dance.
She showed some great skills, so
yeah.
I don't know.
She didn't have her pigtails. She,
no.
Speaking of pigtails.
Right.
Lynn has the audacity to ask Melissa. This is out of nowhere.
I know.
Like, what does this have to do with Mackenzie? I just don't understand where all this negativity comes when she just did such a good job. But Lynn says, well, Melissa, how long has Mackenzie worn pigtails and done all her cutesy little dances? And Melissa was just, I mean, who would have it?
Like, I don't know. I feel like these moms, when they feel personally attacked, they just shoot straight for the child. And I'm like, that's so wrong. I don't really know why she decided to target Mackenzie in that moment. Mm-hmm. However, I must admit that I agree with what she said, because I feel like if they are going to attack her for her daughter's, well, not attack her, but if they're going to comment on her daughter's choreography being immature and she's a mini, then why can't she bring up the fact that her daughter's 11 or 12 and still doing choreography that's right around the mini age group, in my opinion. So
yeah,
I don't think it was right for her to say that, but I do have to agree with her point. I think she could have said that a different way, or maybe not at all at that moment. But I don't know. I feel like it's the drama's getting a little too heated up in here.
I mean, I don't think that was Lynn's place to say anything about Melissa's kids, especially since she's been the longest one on the team.
Right.
And it just doesn't have anything to do with her.
Yeah.
It's none of her business. But then it gets kind of worse when Holly says, "You're not worth my air."
I know.
You're not worth my air. And then
Carrie jumps in, right? Peyton's mom.
Yeah. And she's trying, well, Peyton's mom's trying to redeem herself from her blubber last week. But that's what she's trying to do, which is okay. That's okay to want to redeem yourself after you have a meltdown. Like, I do it all the time. But, and then Lynn accuses Holly of losing her identity.
She did.
And there's lots
of... They didn't take that too well.
Holly did not take that too well, especially when you insult Holly's integrity, that really pushes her buttons.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like I said before, and maybe you guys, you know, our viewers might disagree, or maybe you disagree too, but I like the general consensus of Lynn's. I like Lynn's general approach to the situation. I like that she didn't come in guns blazing. After she was late, she kind of sat back and let things play out. And Abby even said, you know what? If you would have listened to those moms, you'd be gone. You're here because you took a step back, and I like that. Mm-hmm. And that just goes to show it doesn't always have to be about who can yell the loudest or who can advocate for their child with the most fire. And sometimes you just have to sit back, recognize when you were wrong, recognize that you were late, and let Abby do what she's going to do. Abby runs the show, just like Melissa said, so none of the antics are going to change anything. I think she did the right thing in that situation. Granted, like, I agree with what you said. She shouldn't have made the comments, but I think she did the right thing by sitting back. I would not have taken those mom's advice to start anything with Abby.
No. Do you think Holly, because there's a lot of comments going around that Holly has lost her identity since starting last season. What do you think about that?
Honestly, I will say this. I think Nia, being an original part of the group, she kind of had a smaller role for the first few seasons. And we saw that. She was not in the front at all too much. And I think at some point, they probably looked at that, speaking of Holly, and she was like, you know, maybe my daughter needs to be in the front more. Maybe she needs to be seen more. Maybe needs to be focused on her more. And that's when we started seeing her speaking up and, you know, attacking Abby. I don't know if I would consider that losing her identity necessarily, but we have to understand that this is a reality TV show, and they are certainly aware that they must make their presence known if they want to be popular. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I don't think Holly is losing her identity. Mm-hmm. Many, many people say that, but she has, you know, the going has gotten tough. The heat has turned up in these last couple years. So she's turned it up too. She's gotten her daughter a lot of opportunities that she wouldn't have gotten. And I've interviewed Holly, and she is strong and all for her daughter and family. And she takes her daughter's lead. Yeah. So whatever Nia wants to do or can handle, that's what she goes for. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, Holly has Holly cussed? I don't know if I can't.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think she keeps it classy on that.
Yeah,
on that
classy.
Level. I think she keeps her language PG.
Yeah, because these moms, you know, calling each other fat and da da da, and you're, you know, your breast enhancements got to your brain. They're leaking to your brain. Like, that was last week.
Like, right, right.
Come on.
I know.
That doesn't sit a good... one thing I love about Holly is that I feel like she set a really good example for her daughter. She's...
Absolutely.
Yeah. She stood up when she needed to. She's backed down when she didn't. When she knew she couldn't really do much about the situation, she didn't. But when she felt like she could, like with the music video and Star in Your Own Life, she did. Mm-hmm. So I really like that. So she's one of my faves.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like anytime someone stands up, even, and I think Melissa's is a completely different situation because Maddie and Mackenzie have never necessarily been at the bottom of the totem pole per se. So when we saw Melissa step up this season and kind of challenge Abby, when it came to Mackenzie, a lot of people were shocked because we never saw that side of Melissa.
Yeah.
I think that's different than what we've seen from Holly because Nia has had to fight for every opportunity that she's been given by Abby or anyone else. Mm-hmm. So like you said, I think she has made a great example for her daughter and standing up for herself. And we've seen Nia speak up for herself even more recently too.
Yeah.
So I think she's keeping it. She's doing it the right way.
She's
not keeping calling names. She's not cursing and doing all these things. She's just simply standing up when she feels like she needs
to. She's keeping it between the lines.
Right. She's keeping it.
She's coloring inside the lines, people.
As much as possible on a reality show, right?
But we would love to know what you guys think. Do you think that Holly is losing her identity? You guys can tweet us directly and let us know. We would love to carry on that fun conversation with you. Okay, let's get to the dance. Caveman undercover with the little minis. Yikes.
Yeah.
From the beginning, first of all, the positive, absolutely adorable.
They're so cute, always.
Super talented. Yeah, super talented. Maybe just not mature enough for this whole situation quite yet. They're on the chopping block this week.
Abby's there to watch, so it's even more pressure.
They're barely out of their nap times.
Last week,
they're probably
so
tired.
Young. Yeah. And their moms are stressing out. I'm sure they're making them even more nervous.
But one thing that there's not an excuse for is, like, on the entrance, like their arm movements, they were off. Like, you got to walk together and swing your arm together. They were just sloppy.
It was sloppy. And I will say, I'm not sure I would have given Minnie's a prop.
No.
I don't think that was a good idea.
And little Kendall dropped her prop.
I know. Oh, my heart just sunk on that part. Yeah. I was rooting for her. And I was so sad to see that.
Yeah, I knew right then. I was like, okay. Bye-bye.
I know.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
It happens,
it's just not looking good at this point for their longevity. Abby with her brand and this and that. She can't have, like, kids out there, you know.
Dropping things
and not on the same foot.
Exactly.
So, okay, we got to wrap soon. Okay, I did not write down the elite group number.
The elite group.
How could I have not written it down?
Oh, my gosh.
I watched it.
It's okay. It was a... I'm not sure what it was called, but their lyrical was beautiful.
Yeah.
I think this is what we expect from ALDC, and they're teen, right? Right? They're teen, not junior anymore. Or am I wrong?
I still think they're competing junior.
Because I'm pretty... I for some reason, I feel like they're in the teen category, but let me know if I'm wrong, and I will definitely correct that. But anyway, I feel like it was very beautifully done. Nothing out of the ordinary. Like we've been saying these last few weeks, we've been seeing them do these edgy dances and these different genres. This was right up their alley, so
yeah.
It didn't blow me away, but I did think Brynn did a great job as the lead.
Yeah.
I will say that. She did not leave anything to be desired as far as missing Maddie. Granted, we do know that Maddie always adds something special to the group dances, and she's always that spark that everyone looks at, but I thought Brynn did a wonderful job.
Yeah. I love this number. I thought it blew me away. It made me realize that, like, when this show is over, how much I'm going to miss watching these girls dance and do their lyrical numbers, even though we've seen them, like, so many times.
Right.
Yeah. I really love the choreography. Brynn is an exceptional dancer.
Absolutely.
She's going to succeed, as all of the girls will, one way or another. It was nice to see them back in their, like, two-piece lyrical numbers.
In their element, for sure.
Yeah, I did actually notice a couple, like, little timing things with a couple of the girls. My eyes always go to Kalani.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would actually love to see Kalani and Brynn do a duet together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like a lyrical?
Yeah, something. Yeah, I really just, I loved that. I love the choreography. I loved how they, like, stepped on their toe and then went to the ground.
Yes.
And Brynn has a lot of acting. She's got a lot of feelings. So.
She does.
Yeah. It was just, man, it was
that
good.
That's beautiful.
Oh. It makes me think, like our journey with Dance Moms, like, even though it's crazy, I'm going to miss it.
Oh, definitely. I think everyone's going to miss. I mean, if you've been watching the show for as long as we have, then it's going to be weird to not be joining in every week, but it's just...
Reruns, DVR.
For sure.
Instagram.
YouTube. I'm excited to see what they do afterwards, but still, like you said, you can't beat these beautiful, beautiful lyrical performances.
No, you can't. Okay, so for the awards, yay! Yeah. Okay, Alyssa got second place. I don't know how she got second place. I don't know who was first place, but I felt like she deserved a first place. I mean... What she did, her ability at this age, first place.
I know. I'm wondering, aren't you always curious to see who gets first when performances like that get second? Like, I want to see who beat them.
It's on Dance Moms Wikipedia spoil. If you Google Dance Moms spoilers, it's on there.
Oh, thank you for that tip.
Yeah, we got to wrap doing that soon. So let's get through these numbers.
All right.
The Mini Cave, sorry. The minis with the cavemen undercover, they got first.
No.
But were the judges asleep?
I don't know. You know, like some of the other moms said, maybe their cuteness was enough.
Yeah, but then Jezalyn pipes up and said, cute. Or somebody said that. It may be Abby. Cute is only going to last for so long.
True.
And then the teen, they won. Better off now.
Yep.
Good job.
They cleaned up,
and so did we. Two women podcasts.
Yes.
Anything else you want to say before we go into predictions?
No, I think that's it. We're just kind of wondering at the end, right? We're kind of left with the question, like we said before, will the minis be back and will Brynn be back?
Let's go into predictions.
Yeah.
I gotta have the music to, like, really... feel the predictions.
We need a crystal ball to just...
The predictions.
Come up right here.
I predict the minis are not coming back. Mm. I predict we'll see Alyssa sometime in the future.
Mm.
I predict Peyton gets a really cute, like, Cheerio commercial.
She's so cute.
Yeah. Or like a chip. Like a Lay's potato chip. Something with that cute little voice. I predict Brynn is coming back.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if Abby's coming back. But we know that they finished the season, so somebody...
Right. Somebody comes back.
And then you know Miss Debbie is back.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. We see that Miss Debbie Allen's coming Woo-hoo! Back, so I'm excited for that.
And she's like a shiny, like, crystal ball, like, hi, like, all smiley.
Such great energy.
Yeah, great energy. And the dances look really fun for next week.
Yes.
And then we see a little excerpt of Kira doing a little cussing situation.
Yeah, Kira will be back. We haven't seen her this season yet, have we?
No, because she's been...
Not
since the baby. But more and more, we do predict that next week there will be more drama.
Yes, mama drama all day.
Let's go into news and gossip.
Yes. Well, we already kind of spoke on Chloe's... here we go.
Thank you for that TV official news intro
right there. We already mentioned Chloe's role in Center Stage 2, yay! So that is awesome. Now, on a more petty note, unfortunately, I feel like I must mention this because it was kind of big this week. I don't know if you heard about the whole Abby situation on Instagram, but apparently... Abby called into a Pizza Hut to make an order for a $5 special that apparently did not exist. She got into an argument with this Pizza Hut worker, posted the telephone number on her Instagram, and told all of her 2 million followers to blast that Pizza Hut with phone calls all night. Can you believe it?
That's not cool.
I cannot believe that she would do that. Actually, I kind of can. I can't lie. So anyway, she did that. Then she actually... posted a follow-up saying, you know, I think they got the message.
No
following
more.
That with, I believe she said something like, minimum wage shouldn't mean minimum work. I don't know what she meant by that, but I thought that was a little much.
Well, if they don't sell something, then they don't sell it.
Exactly.
Like, the person answering the phone can't just make up a menu. That's
right?
not their job.
And how funny is it? I could just imagine all these, like, 12, 13-year-old girls calling this pizza. Yeah. Like, hi, Miss Abby, come to school. Crazy, right? Anyway, moving on to a little more positive note. Because we need that positivity in here. JoJo actually gave her first TED Talk. Are you familiar with TED Talks?
Yeah.
Okay. JoJo gave a TED Talk. Now this is not available yet, and she will be posting it when it's available, but all I can say is I'm so excited for that because from day one, I have loved JoJo's energy.
Yeah.
She is such a positive person, and I watch TED Talks all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering what she's even talking about and, you know, what her topic is, and can't wait to see that.
Maybe it's how to survive in a negative situation right. and turn it into a positive.
That would be pretty relevant, right?
Right. It would be. I can't wait to see that. Did you see that on Instagram?
Cool. I did see that on Instagram. If you go ahead and check out JoJo's Instagram account, you will see that she posted a picture of her up on stage. I believe the sign behind her said limitless, so that could be a clue as to what she was talking about.
Oh, awesome.
She's got her bow, so I can't wait to see that.
That's her, like, her jam. That's her brand.
I know. I hope she never gives up on that bow. I don't care how old she gets.
She'll be 85 sporting that bow.
For sure. That's all. So let me know. You guys have been great this week letting me know new news. Keep it coming. Keep tweeting me and let us know what's going on in the Dance Moms world.
Yeah, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miera Jennings. Thank you guys again so much for tuning in and sharing.
And you can find me on Twitter at Candace_Camacho. That's C-A-M-A-C-H-O. I would also really love it if you guys would subscribe to my YouTube channel. Some of you have been. I really appreciate that. It's a new mom, new wife, new life. I've got some cool Valentine DIY, some yummy treats, ooh, and some do-it-yourself Valentine cards on my site. So check those out. And again, thank you guys for watching and tuning in and keeping us going. We really appreciate you. Tweet us, tweet us, tweet us. Say hello and have a great week. We'll see you here next Wednesday. Whee! Bye.
Bye. Thanks, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.